Hello, everyone out there in podcast world. Hope you're having a wonderful day. You're watching the Service Business Mastery Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Tersh Blissett, and Josh is not going to be with us today, which is perfectly fine with me, Mr. Joshua Crouch. No, he actually had some stuff he had to take care of, and I totally 1000% get it. But today we are going to talk about something that, you know, let's be honest, Josh wouldn't want to talk about. Because we're talking about energy efficiency and ductwork and sealing stuff up. And we are we talk to, you're listening to this, you're watching this podcast. This podcast is not specifically focused on the HVAC industry. I happen to be in the HVAC industry, so I talk a lot about the HVAC industry. We talk to business owners and managers and technicians who are considering becoming business owners themselves about the business aspect of all of the skilled trades and roofing and landscape and everything. But today's episode is going to be about energy efficiency, consumption, energy consumption, why we should be paying close attention to that as a business owner of an HVAC company or a duct cleaning company. As a consumer, the mindset's changing. There's a shift in the mindset that is working towards energy consumption or the lack thereof, trying to reduce energy consumption. Whether it's they enjoy the environment, their energy, they're thinking about the environment, and that's their goal for reducing energy consumption, or their goal is to just have a cheaper electric bill. That might be the case, and no fault in that as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about sealing ductwork, and I'm excited to have Ms. Tracy Martin with AeroSeal on the show. We actually are getting started a little bit later because we were chit-chatting before we got started, and I could talk for a long time about all the good stuff. So if you have any questions about AeroSeal or anything to do with sealing ductwork or just airflow in general, I will tell you that I'm not in the field anymore. And so some of these things I leave up to my experts, and there's a reason why I hire experts. I really want everyone that surrounds me to be smarter than I am. And so there are going to be some things that you may hear me ask or say that you're going to say, Tersh, you're an idiot. Like, that's not the right question to ask about ductwork and sealing ductwork. And no, that's the incorrect Pascals. Just stop. Yes, I agree with you 1000%. I'm not Christopher Hughes. I'm not those guys at the Energy Conservatory. I am an ignorant guy from South Georgia, and I just hope you come along for the entertainment and enjoy the show. So with that being said, let's get started with today's episode.
Are you looking for valuable business advice to reach that seven-figure revenue mark? Do you want actionable tips to properly navigate through every business challenge you encounter along the way? Let Tersh Blissett and Josh Crouch be your guide in getting you to the top here at Service Business Mastery. Tune in as they sit down with world-renowned authors in business, leadership, and personal growth who share valuable insights about management, marketing, pricing, human resources, and so much more. Let their nuggets of wisdom gold guide you in owning a thriving, profitable, and ever-growing business. Here are your hosts, Tersh and Josh.
Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited. To get schooled by you a little bit too, because like I said in the introduction, I am haven't been in the field for multiple years now. And it's a knowledge that if you don't practice it, you definitely can lose it. So, but I do know from the business aspect of things, the challenges as a business owner, when it comes to talking about something that is not like your industry norm or perceived industry norm as a contractor, whenever a new product comes to market. I can only imagine back when AeroSeal, what year did AeroSeal come to market?
Yeah, we were founded in 1997, but...
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
It wasn't really available, though, to the average homeowner until about 2010. Carrier actually held the license for a little while, and it sat in the corner.
Gotcha. No, I get it. So it was probably 2014, 15, whenever I learned about AeroSeal. And that's been a little while ago now, come to realize. But anyways, back then when I learned about it, when I mentioned to someone, there was a lot of like raised eyebrows and like, why would I want to do that? How does that even work? Because for those who don't know what AeroSeal is, can you explain to them in like a brief
Yeah. Whatever.
Actually, before we do that, would you mind introducing yourself, your history and your background? Because you've been with AeroSeal for a long time too, as well.
Yeah, sure. So yes, I've been with AeroSeal. I'm coming up on 9 years. Prior to that, I've spent my entire career working with contractors, primarily HVAC, duct cleaners, solar. But I did spend, I don't know, maybe half of my career working with commercial construction companies. So I work with all trades. I'd say my areas of expertise or focus are more on the sales and marketing side.
Yeah.
But being at a company for 9 years, when I started, there were fewer than 30 employees here. And we're approaching 230 now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, as you can imagine, in the beginning, you had to be a jack of all trades and kind of know a little bit about everything. So, and then to answer your second question, what is AeroSeal? So it is a patented technology. And as I stated, it was developed by the Department of Energy and us, founded in 1997.
Okay.
And what's cool about AeroSeal is it's computer controlled. It's precise. It takes all the guesswork out of sealing ductwork. But what's the best thing about it is it seals the ductwork from the inside.
It's kind of sticky though, isn't it? The substance, sticky or is it not? The reason I ask that question is, do we need to clean ductworks before we seal them?
Sure. I mean, it's recommended. Our threshold is about 1/8 of an inch of buildup. You should clean it before you seal it. And that's just, for obvious reasons. If you have dust and debris blocking the leaks, then we can't seal it. The way our technology works is you pressurize the duct, air moves from high to low. And so wherever those leaks are, you've got air passing through the leaks, the sealant follows it and forms, a seal. It's sticky, but so is mastic and so is tape, right?
No, the reason I was asking it was not for anything like that. I was curious because I was wondering if it would stick to dust and dirt, if there was dirt. I get that definitely. If it's dust is so thick that it can move later, then it's completely useless.
Right.
If there's a little bit of dust on there, like it doesn't have to be spotless. So like you can cover it up and it would basically seal it to the cabinet itself.
Right. So yeah, our sealant formula has cohesive and adhesive properties. So cohesive meaning the particles will stick to each other and then adhesive, it'll stick to the edge of the leak, but it's not coating.
As soon as I said it, I was going to write it, ask you, is this product all inside your ductwork everywhere? Or is it just in the hole?
No, just in the holes. And that's another, I think, misconception from some contractors out there in the industry. They envision that this is something that's injecting glue into the ductwork and it's coating the inside.
That's what I've always had. And the same with the air barrier. What is it called?
Aero barrier.
Aero barrier. Aero barrier.
Close. Wow. You're there.
Yeah, I'm from South Georgia, so I don't know that my accent. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to say that one. The perception that I had was that it was gonna get sticky all over walls and everything else, but that's not the case because they actually, I want to say coagulate, but whenever they grasp onto each other,
That's a good way to describe it. It is kind of like that. Kind of like when you cut yourself,
right.
And stab forms. That's kind of what's happening. Is it okay. Kind of the same? Yeah.
Look at me go.
Look at you go. You don't need to be out there in the field. You know what you're talking about.
So explain to me what the benefit is. We talked a little bit prior to coming on. If I say the cheapest, when I say duct system, I mean just a throw it against the wall duct system in my price book is $11,000. And if we were going to come in and do this sealant, and the reason we were changing the ductwork was because of duct leakage, not because of poor insulation. We could basically come in and seal the ductwork from the inside and not have to do all of that work. Or if there's a duct between the floors with like an apartment complex, or you have a two-story house and you have duct that's leaking between your first and second floor, you wouldn't have to pull the sheetrock out. You could basically just seal it up. That's correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
I guess here in South Georgia, a lot more often than not, when we run into ductwork issues, there's insulation issues too, especially if it's metal ductwork. Like if it's sheet metal ductwork that probably has like a main trunk line, and then has some rats on it that are flex duct that comes off of it. Sure, the sealant, the holes, I see holes all the time where the flex duct work like matches up to the metal. And a lot of times I've seen where installers have tried to take mastic and just ram jam it in there all around the insulation of the flex duct work. And it's a big old pile of mess. But if we still have to re-insulate the main trunk line, is it worth still aero sealing? Or at that point, should we look at that, start replacing the duct work? I mean,
yeah. So I drink the Kool-Aid every day.
And I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you that all duct systems should be sealed. And the reason I'm going to say that is when you look at HVAC efficiency ratings, you know, that SEER rating on there is assuming. Yep. Perfect 0% leakage duct. And so
this is a very poor assumption.
I know, it's a crazy assumption. I mean, we know that most duct systems are going to leak between 25 and 40%.
50, 100. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Some of our experts on the team say that with a sheet metal system, every seam, every connection is accountable for about 0.5% of leakage. So, wow. I mean, you can get to 50% leakage in no time, right?
Every 5 foot, every 3 foot.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you add all that up. And again, the reason I would say every duct should be sealed is if homeowners only knew that they weren't getting what they paid for.
Oh, there'd be riots in the street.
There would be, all kinds of pitchforks and craziness, right?
They'd be calling my cell phone. They'd be hunting me down, stalking me.
There would be. And so the homeowner might not be able to connect the dot between duct leakage and things like comfort issues or air quality issues or high utility bills. Mm-hmm. But you, as the expert, and I'm saying that to anybody listening, as the expert, when you connect that dot for them and show them that there's a simple solution that can help with all three of those things, it becomes a pretty compelling conversation. So my answer is, I think every duct should be sealed.
Do you know if you can skip the masticking of the ductwork and just use AeroSeal inside the ductwork and then it passed building code inspections?
Great question. Yeah. So we do have we have a lot more than a few. We have a lot of contractors in the new construction segment that are relying on AeroSeal to help them pass code. And in some markets, our technology prints a certificate at the end of the job. Uh-huh. And it'll show before you sealed, pre-seal leakage, and then when you finished, post-seal leakage. So a lot of our contractors are using that certificate to present to a building official.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, check mark, boom, you passed. And many of our new construction dealers are, just like you said, skipping the mastic and using AeroSeal. It's faster, saves labor hours.
Oh, labor. That's what I'm thinking. Because mastic alone, I mean, some jobs, it's like a day of just going around masticking.
For sure. And this is, you know, on the new construction side, you don't have to worry about as much prep work because there aren't walls and furnishings. Right. So it can go fast. Our new construction dealers probably do, on average, 3 to 4 duct seals a day.
Oh, wow.
And good luck doing that by hand. That's tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'd be ridiculous. Yeah. That's a lot of duct sealing. I mean, I'm just thinking about the amount of labor that saves, and they could be going on to doing a completely different job altogether. So I've been playing around with the idea of this, and I have a buddy of mine who does it. I do know he does all of his duct work in closed cell spray foam. And so do you know if it's ever been, if AeroSeal has been tested or the duct leakage, is it still needed whenever you're using something like a spray foam? Mike, hang on just a second. A buddy of mine, he says no more pookie. Hashtag no more pookie in a live stream. Yeah.
I like it, Michael. Let's keep that hashtag going. No more pookie. No more pookie.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I think I understand your question.
So basically there's no more insulation or the itchy insulation anymore. Yeah. It's just bare metal ductwork, sheet metal ductwork, and then it's in the attic or wherever, and then they come in and they spray foam it.
Yeah. So, but what you're spray foaming is more of the envelope, right? You're preventing the envelope from leaking.
No, spray foaming the metal. Just spray foaming the metal ductwork. Yeah.
On the outside.
On the outside of the metal ductwork. Yeah. Not the inside of it. Yeah. So okay. In theory, it would expand to the joints, and it's not something that a ton of people are doing. I know a couple people who are just doing the supply and return plenums themselves. Like they change out the unit and then they're spray foaming the supply and return plenum. But then the rest of the ductwork's still the existing ductwork that's in the house.
Yeah. So to answer your question, I think it's kind of a, it depends answer.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, you still have other duct that's going to run through the walls and the rest of the house, right? So if that ductwork is leaking, you can't access it to seal it with the spray foam. So,
good point.
The other thing that's built in with our technology is it's kind of like a duct blaster on steroids. So you can do a standard duct blaster test. It has a manometer built into it. So in the event that you think, you know what, spray foam, we're probably covering up most of the leakage. You can do your pre-seal test and see exactly how leaky it is and then make your determination from there. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, it makes a ton of sense. And okay. And Michael in the comment said, still use AeroSeal for verification report. Obviously, Michael's used AeroSeal once or twice. He knows a little thing or two about it. Michael and I, we actually met at the symposium, or met in person at the symposium that I was telling you about with Brian Orr down in Florida every year. Yeah. And I will not go into detail, Michael, about the things that we've done, hood rat stuff together. he actually said that he has never used it. He's just a big fan of it.
Oh. Well, so, hey, give us a call.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, that's cool. I don't know. It's one of those things where my ADD is going to kick in if I can't pay attention to you, Michael. So whenever you are spraying, like whenever you're doing that test beforehand and then doing it after the fact, how much does it cost a contractor for spraying it? Does it matter? I mean, I guess obviously it depends on how much duct leakage there is.
Yeah.
Because the product is going to use more if you have gaping holes.
Yeah.
But
so, you know, I think before we started the show, I was telling you, you're actually not using very much sealant product when you seal, because it is not coating the ductwork. Right. It's just sealing wherever the leak is.
Right.
So first off, in terms of cost of product, you're not using very much sealant for starters. Next, the biggest cost anybody's going to have on any duct seal job is labor. I mean, that is the single biggest cost. You've got the...
Oh, you mean like the mastic, like if you're manually sealing it or with AeroSeal?
Yeah, either way, you still got to have a human being running the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some prep work involved. You need to block the supply and return registers throughout the home. So it can take a little while to get everything blocked.
Not that we need to get into detail of how this works. I mean, but do you take the grills down, the registers down, or do they stay up and then you seal over the register?
We train our dealers to take the grills off, put foam blocks in, and then tape over top just to secure that foam block. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want it to blow out.
Yeah.
Because again, well,
the reason I ask that is sometimes you'll have where the register doesn't make a good seal around it. And then... Yep. You have this Venturi effect where it actually pulls the dirt and debris from the attic in because it's not sealed properly. So I was curious if you just I'm looking at a grill. So that's why I'm looking up, but if you put cellophane like just over the grated part of the grill and even let the AeroSeal come out of the other hole a little bit. I don't know.
I'm totally tracking with what you're saying.
Okay. So preface this with, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm just imagining in my mind what could work.
No, it sounded so good. You're pulling it off. So the Venturi effect and what you're talking about, you know, we usually just label that boot leakage.
Oh, yeah.
And it does account for a good amount of leakage when you're looking at total duct system leakage. And you have two choices, really. What we're going to recommend is that you hand seal that But do the hand sealing after you've calculated the leakage. You see what I'm saying? So go into your pre-seal test, measure the total amount of leakage, prep the job, seal it up. As you're pulling your blocks out, hit it with some caulk or however you choose to seal it as you're tearing down the job.
Thick old pookie on it and just slop it all around there.
That's right. So we'd have to change the hashtag to way less pookie, right? Yeah. Now, I will say we are, dare I say, we're experimenting. We're looking at, we want AeroSeal and the act of sealing up a duct system to be easy, not time consuming, not complicated. So we're looking at testing exactly your idea. Could we effectively, so look at that. You're so smart. You anticipated it. Way less pookie. Hashtag. There it is. Woohoo.
Jason, I was literally talking about you a few minutes ago. I don't know if you were on here or not, but if not, your ears were burning because I was talking about you. I didn't say your name, but I was talking about you.
Look at that.
But you were saying that there is, you're working on developing something.
A way that we could seal that boot leakage more effectively instead of recommending that dealers do it by hand.
Roger. Okay. I understand. Yeah. Okay, cool. When are we going to expect that one?
You know, I don't know. I'm not on the engineering
team. First quarter 2024.
Yeah. 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 Something like that.
wink, nah, nah. Yeah. Okay. Cool deal. So basically getting back to the question that I had there was if you have sealed your ductwork, if you had bare metal ductwork and then you went in and spray foamed the whole duct system and you basically did a good job of sealing it, when you did your duct leakage test, you would see that you didn't have any leakage or you had very low leakage. And at that point, like, you don't have to run the product through the ductwork and then see how much you reduced it to, so you know beforehand.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the greatest features of the system. Like I said, early on, it's precise. There's no guessing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think my duct is tight,
thumb, like put your hand up at the grill.
Yeah. None of that. It's literally measuring and giving you that CFM measurement of how leaky that duct system is or isn't. And, you know, on the new construction side, we're seeing codes get tighter and tighter and tighter. And then on the retrofit side of the business, although there aren't codes driving it, consumer expectations are driving demand.
I'll tell you that with Georgia Power, they have to see a before and after.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, and then things like, look at that. We're in rhythm. Things like utility companies, you know, they're getting tremendous pressure to lower their grid demand, right? So they have incentives for energy efficiency services like duct sealing. And then you have federal IRA incentivizing homeowners to use energy more responsibly and do things like seal your ductwork. So I think there's a lot of things driving it from different sides of the business, whether it's new construction or existing home.
When it comes to the ducts, the testing it beforehand, I'm assuming, and it's a duct blasting machine, correct? That does this. Now, is that, I told you before we recorded that I seen an episode with Mike Rowe where he was doing this, and I've watched YouTube videos, obviously, whenever, because that's just what you do, is you dive in a rabbit hole of watching YouTube videos when you have a question about anything. But whenever I watched that, there was like this long clear thing that was attached to it, which I'm assuming that's where the product goes, is sent into the ductwork. Does all of that have to be, the reason I ask this is because it seems labor intensive to test the ductwork. Is it not? Or maybe maybe they made it look more dramatic in the video because, you know, that's what they do. They make things very dramatic.
Yes, very dramatic.
It seemed kind of labor intensive to test the duct leakage up front. I'm thinking like, in the scenario, you seal the ductwork really good when you put it in and you cut a hole, you ran this bag over to it, or I'm calling a bag. I don't know what you term
it. Lay flat. We call it lay flat. It's just round plastic tubing.
Okay. So you've run that over to it. And then that is where you've basically tested your duct blaster. Whereas your duct blasters, they have like a, and that can be an accordion type duct work that hooks up, and that can be labor intensive as well. But okay, so this is a two-part question. Is, if you do that, is it worth it if the duct system is perfect or great whenever you get, you've tested it and you're like, oh, no, I don't need it in the aerosol. And then part two is, whenever you, your report comes out, is that report, it, is it certified enough to pass, like, for any kind of regulations, whether it's, oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart right now.
IECC.
Yes. And
hers.
Yes. That one.
I got you.
And the B one. Is it?
Nope.
It's not. It's I'm looking at the logo in my mind. Sorry. It's the hers logo okay. that I'm looking at my mind. Does it pass? Is it certified for those? Like how your ACA manual J's and D's and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So
that was a lot of questions in once. So I hope you remember them all, because I don't remember them all.
I think I got it. Okay. So at first it's going to sound like I'm not answering, but stay with me. I promise I am.
Okay.
So when we teach our dealers how to sell AeroSeal to a homeowner, a lot of them instantly think, oh, I have to show them how leaky it is before they're going to say yes.
And yes, so, that's the question that I had. That's basically what it was. Yeah.
So that's a very natural line of thinking. We're going to tell you, don't do that, because you're right, Tersh. It's labor intensive enough that you're taking on more risk than you need to.
Yeah.
You go through all the time of setting up the job, prepping, calculating that pre-seal leakage, and then saying, do you want to buy it? And if they say no,
we already got it all hooked up.
So. Right? Yeah. So generally, we're going to teach dealers to sell it based on value and to focus on comfort and air quality. Homeowners care. Homeowners want to be comfortable and they want to breathe clean, healthy air.
The challenge that I have with it is I want to make sure that I'm the expert and I don't want to tell them the wrong thing when I'm selling them something. Because then I feel like a sleazy salesperson when I'm like, hey, your duct, it's going to, you know, reduce your humidity by 10%. Obviously you wouldn't give an exact number like that, but if you said something where you're like, you're going to be more comfortable and this is going to fix all your problems. And then you do the actual, you hook it up to it and you're like, and it's like, oh, well, it's not actually leaking. You're like, oh crap.
So the odds of that happening are pretty darn low.
Okay.
If you look at industry statistics, Department of Energy estimates that 95% of homes in the United States have leaky ductwork.
Does it say how much?
Yep. So then Department of Energy and Energy Star estimate that the average duct system leaks between 25 and 40%. But wait, there's more. What's beautiful about our technology is we capture data from every job that's ever been done in the history of AeroSeal. And so what that means is if you're in Savannah, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you decided to become an AeroSeal dealer and you wanted to know, Tracy, I want to be able to tell my customers, on average, what does leakage look like in Savannah, Georgia? Guess what? I got loads of data.
Oh, really?
And I can give you data that says, you know, gosh, in Savannah, Georgia, on average, looks like about 20% leakage, whatever the number is. Mm-hmm. The other thing that a lot of dealers will do is sell it without doing the test. Say, in the event that the day of the job, I take my measurement and you're less than 50 CFM, just a trip charge, you know, we'll call it a day, give you your money back. Mm-hmm. And then that's usually followed by, but we've sold hundreds and we've never had to do that so far. I haven't met a duct system that doesn't leak, you know, something like that. Right.
Well, not only that, it gives you a peace of mind to the consumer that, hey, if it's not leaking, I'm not going to get ripped off.
Exactly.
So basically they're getting a duct blast testing for free.
That's right.
Or close to it.
Great way to put it. I love that.
I'll let you keep going.
Second part of your question. Yes. So because our system has a manometer built into it and it's calibrated by TEC, Energy Conservatory, every manometer and every AeroSeal system comes with a TEC certificate.
Okay.
And that is the industry standard. That's what HERS raters are using. That's what...
If Steve Rogers says it's good to me.
There you go. That's right. So yes, it's accepted. It is the short answer.
And all of your Energy Stars and all of that, is they accept it as well?
Again, it's okay. The same instrument that a Herz Reaver would be using. So yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I did have another question too, but I'm not writing them down like I usually do. So that's just great. Kudos to me on that one.
It's okay. We're doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing all right. So the thing about it is if we were talking AI or if we were talking back end business type stuff, this stuff would be just spitting right out of here because that's all I do all day. But I want to make sure that when I say something, I'm not completely wrong in what I say. Mike, that needs to be a hashtag as well. Steve Rogers certified. I mean, there's a lot of other things that I like to ask questions about and just in general, but we're running up on the end of our time together. What is the best way for it? Actually, before I finish that, can I ask the question that I asked you earlier before we were off air, about, you called it one thing and I called it something a lot less intelligent, the competitors. What did you say? In the same area.
Oh, like exclusivity, territories, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's somehow a telephone game misconception out there in the industry that when AeroSeal sells a system to a dealer, that a dealer has a protected territory or an exclusive territory. And that is not a standard practice for us. We don't limit. Look at it this way. When I tell you that 95% of homes leak, and you take the average number of housing units in any city, I don't care what city, there is so much opportunity to go around.
Oh, yeah.
It would be silly for us to limit our ability to grow. I mean, we want to grow too.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep the scales balanced. We don't want to oversaturate a market and make it competitive so it's a pricing war.
Yeah.
But we also don't want to limit our ability to get this in homes across the globe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if people want to learn more, connect with you as a dealer, I mean, that's your job as the director of the dealer development. What's the best way for that to happen or to learn more about the product?
Yeah, best way, you can reach out to me or anybody on my team directly. You can reach out to info@aeroseal.com. I don't know if you typically share contact information. You're more than welcome to share my contact information.
Oh, here comes the goat tortures. The cat text messages.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, Lord, you don't give out your cell phone number because then they can subscribe you to daily text cat facts.
Cat facts. Hey, I don't want that. You can get my email. You can get my email out if you want to. All right. No cats, please. Hashtag love dogs. Hashtag hate cats. Okay.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
But yeah, our website also has, forms. You can fill out a contact form and someone on our team will reach out to you.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. And will AeroSeal be at AHR Expo?
You betcha. We're going big this year. We got a really big booth. Pretty staffed out. I think we got a good 15-ish people that are going to be there or so.
Wow.
Yeah. So going big, looking forward to it. Looking forward to sitting in on your session.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be there and looking forward to it.
Well, I appreciate you hanging out with me and being patient with my questions. And if anybody has any other questions or anything, don't hesitate to reach out to the team over at AeroSeal. And if you're at the AHR Expo, go hang out and say hey to everyone at the AeroSeal booth. If you happen to be available on, I think it's Monday, around lunchtime, Josh and I are giving a key breakout session on AI and the trades and the disruption of the trades by AI. So feel free to come hang out and check that out as well. But with that being said, I hope you have a wonderful and safe week. And thank you again, Ms. Tracy, for hanging out with us.
Yep. Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too. See you later.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Service Business Mastery. Now that you are equipped with essential business advice from this impactful conversation, you are one step closer to becoming the successful owner of your dreams. If this episode has been helpful to your business journey, don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, and share it with other owners as well. Visit servicebusinessmastery.com to learn more.